Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, I think you know that I try not to care what people say about me. That's obviously easier said than done.
Right. I mean, same. It's just, it's a toxic rabbit hole if you go down it.
And I think we can agree that a major downside to being famous is that every move you make is scrutinized, it's analyzed, mm-hmm. it's commented on by the public and the press.
Yep.
And when you're two famous people in a relationship, that kind of attention really gets amplified. And I cannot imagine how unbearable that must be.
Yeah. I mean, relationships are not easy in general. Like, you've got a lot to figure out, and to have the public in on it, it's like, oh my God, settle down. But one high profile celebrity couple apparently couldn't handle it anymore, and they're calling it quits, saying that said online scrutiny from the public played a big part in their decision to break up.
Obviously, life as a celebrity seems awesome from the outside, but has social media gotten so toxic that it's killing their relationships?
I mean, I always turn to Denzel Washington and Mrs. Denzel Washington. They're not on social media and they're doing just fine.
Ugh, great examples for the world, honestly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, August 17th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So after truly a shit ton of online speculation, Florence Pugh is finally putting the rumors about her love life to rest.
Mm-hmm.
She has confirmed that her 3-year relationship with Zach Braff is officially over. And now she's opening up about it in a new interview with Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah, so Florence and Zach first met while working together on Zach's short film. It was called In the Time It Takes to Get There. Back in 2019, and they split sometime earlier this year, though we do not know the exact date.
Yeah.
We don't even know the exact month.
Right.
And in the interview with Harper's Bazaar, Florence says, "I automatically get a lumpy throat when I talk about it."
She should go to the doctor.
And I just gotta say, I can admit, lumpy throats are so uncomfortable and I hate them.
Wow.
Like, just like the anxiety that's just built up when you have a lump in your throat. Ooh. It's brutal.
You really put yourself in Flo's shoes, huh?
I'm an empath.
Okay. I'm also wondering, is this the movie that Zach begged us Porries for, his GoFundMe or his Kickstarter? I can't remember.
I thought it was a different one, but who knows?
Yeah, I think that was before 2019. But
I love when really rich people are like, please help us.
I know. I'm never going to forget that he did that.
I'm in a pool and I can't afford to make a movie all on my own.
Yeah. So Florence says that they basically held off announcing their breakup because they didn't want to deal with the online bashing. And in the interview with Harper's Bazaar, Florence criticizes the media for being cruel and invasive. And she says she doesn't think that being an actor means every aspect of their life should be watched and written about or discussed on a daily podcast.
Yeah. Rich and Daily enters the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Florence also said, we haven't signed up for a reality TV show, mm-hmm. which is true.
That is true.
She says that she and Zach tried to separate without everyone knowing because it's been a relationship that everybody has an opinion on.
Yes.
And I would wager any public relationship, everyone seems to have an opinion on. Like, every time I see an announcement about a couple, you go to the comments section and it's the Wild West down there.
Yeah, truly.
Florence also said, we just felt something like this would really do us the benefit of not having millions of people telling us how happy they are that we're not together.
Well, we probably still wouldn't have known for sure if she didn't do this interview.
Well, that's what's interesting to me. It's like, why now? Like,
yeah,
they were a couple that I wasn't actively watching.
No.
I mean, I knew they were together, but it was just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But making this interview, it's like, as soon as you start talking about it, I feel like it accelerates the attention you're going to get.
I'm going to be really honest. I forgot they were together until this story came out. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look, this is understandable that they feel this way because for the entirety of their relationship, they've gotten a lot of backlash online from people mostly talking about their age gap. They are 21 years apart.
Yeah. I do remember in December of 2019, Zach posted a picture of Florence on Instagram and someone commented, you're 44 years old. But then Flo responded and said, and yet he got it. I just remember this because, of course, it made headlines.
Yeah.
And after Florence wished Zach a happy birthday on her Instagram in 2020, the comment section was literally just full of people calling out their age gap.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the comments were just like, then don't date somebody that's 21 years older or 21 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Like, getting this invested in two people who you don't know and have no relationship with, it's weird. Caveat being, as long as everyone's legal.
Well, yeah, but we did talk about this before. Even when everyone's legal, sometimes these age gaps are a little wild.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, but it's just like, this isn't, what is commenting doing? Like,
yeah. I mean, hey, at least they didn't meet at a creepy game night. There's that.
We know about. Florence did respond to the hate that was flooding her happy birthday Zach Instagram post, saying, I am 24 years old. I do not need you to tell me who I should and should not love. And I would never in my life ever tell anyone who they can and cannot love. It's not your place. And really, it has nothing to do with you.
So wait, if Florence Pugh saw her cousin, just as an example, who's 15,
mm-hmm.
and she was in love with a 60-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
Florence wouldn't be like, you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, hey, it's not my place. Have at it.
She'd say, get it. Get it, girl or boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she would still have this angle.
Probably not.
Certainly not publicly. She wouldn't. And so earlier this year in May, Florence was rumored to be with her Midsommar co-star, Will Poulter, and fans celebrated that she had potentially dumped Zach.
God.
With one person tweeting, Flo had put Old Yeller out to pasture.
I remember this tweet about putting Old Yeller out to pasture, which is just like so rude.
Well, also like the age gap is insanely large, yes, but he's 44.
I know.
Stop it. My God.
He's not 80. But yeah, I mean, they could have been broken up at this point now that we know this. Like, we don't know. So it could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she obviously did deny that they were together, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I feel like people have been talking about Flo a lot lately. Like, I feel like she's been in the news quite a bit.
Yeah.
And not just about her relationship with Zach. She's now being pulled into all the drama surrounding the new film, Don't Worry, Darling, which was directed by Olivia Wilde. Flo is one of the stars of the movie, along with Harry Styles. And a lot of fans have noticed that, you know, since promotion for the movie has started, Florence has kept pretty quiet about it.
Yeah, these fans are really digging deep here. So Flo has only shared one teaser for the film.
Yeah.
And everyone's noticed that she hasn't liked any of Olivia's posts about the movie.
Right.
Including one in which Olivia praised Florence and said what a thrill it was to direct her, which, come on, throw her a like there. Like, that's just seems rude.
Yeah.
My gosh. And the same day that Olivia shared that photo, Florence instead posted the trailer for another one of her upcoming movies, Oppenheimer. And some people are thinking that there's tension between Flo and Olivia because of the feelings Olivia had for Harry on set back in 2020 while she was still dating Jason Sudeikis. We've talked about this many times.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Flo did not give her stamp of approval.
Well, if true, this doesn't really sound like the Flo that's like, I would never tell you who you should and shouldn't love, and it's not my place to judge. Interesting.
Yeah.
Not saying it is true. I don't know.
Right.
But I think we should also point out, and one of our producers realized this, that Harry Styles has also not liked any of the posts about the movie or posted about it. So this seems like it's kind of a thing where we're just like, oh, these women are fighting.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, maybe not.
It's just one of those things where I've recently realized a lot of celebrities don't actually handle their own social media. So,
right.
And it's like to track it based off who's liking what just seems like such a slippery slope.
Sure.
Likes are so subjective and can be interpreted so many different ways. It's a weird thing to like focus on.
But not posting about the movie is sus.
Yeah.
On both of their parts. I would assume in the age of social media, that's part of your contract.
I feel like a lot of the times it is part of contract. So it makes you wonder, like, was it just not in the contract or is she waiting to do the very bare minimum? Like, what's going on there?
Well, I'm also really curious why Harry hasn't posted it. Like, your lover directed it. Like, are you too busy hiring security so Jason Sudeikis doesn't serve papers at your house? Like, why aren't you posting it?
That would be insane.
So Florence said she stayed quiet about the breakup with Zach so that she could avoid online hate, and then proceeded to talk about it in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So how much do we think the press and, you know, social media scrutiny really do play into destroying these celeb relationships? You know, we've talked about this many times, especially with Bennifer on our...
I was just going to say, Bennifer...
Back to Bennifer, season of Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts.
They literally were like, because of you guys, we didn't get married. So,
yeah,
it's your fault.
Right. I mean, I personally think that social media
is a cesspool.
Yeah. Like, I truly think we can, if we look back on when the world started going to shit for real, it's when social media started. And I will stand by that.
Mm, yeah.
It doesn't make anything better.
Well, I did this experiment.
Oh, boy.
From therapy where it was like, okay, I'm going to get onto social media. Like, I'll get on Instagram. I'll get on Facebook. I'll get on Twitter and see how my mood feels after each post that I see.
Mm.
And if it's neutral or positive, I'll keep going. If it's anything else, I'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I at most made it through two posts.
Once you saw one of mine, you were like, forget it.
I mean, they don't even have to be negative. They just have to be annoying. Like, people are, it's a cesspool. And
yeah,
I can see being tired of hearing about people weighing in on your relationship.
No, for sure. And I had a feeling that you were kind of over social media when you DM'd me on Facebook yesterday.
Okay.
I was like, okay, boomer.
For the record, I was literally watching a live on Instagram on my phone, so I couldn't get out of it to message you.
Sentiment still stands. Who watches Facebook Lives now?
No, Instagram Live.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless, you're off the rails. And everyone knows it now. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss. Give me that, give me that.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.